Step 5, act on the right drivers.
Create line of sight and ask people what they can do today to make a difference. Once your people know what's critical to success, they must then understand what they can do to drive that success. Identifying the right drivers helps everyone begin to understand what they can do, both individually and as a team, to influence the critical number. It gives them line of sight from their daily actions and decisions directly to the most important goals of the organization. Since at first many or most employees may not be familiar with reading and acting on financial information, non-financial drivers or measures are the key to teaching managers and employees how to connect their work to the financial outcomes of the company. Consider Regen's critical number of return on assets described in the previous chapter. Return on assets, or ROA, is a financial ratio that tells us how well a company is using its assets, for example, equipment, inventory, etc., and is a direct reflection of the company's ability to generate cash. But what happened next? How did they take it to the shop floor? Getting people in every corner of the company to think about how they could move the needle on ROA is a matter of identifying the right drivers. In other words, the specific strategies that could be acted on to directly affect ROA. Every department across the company, from sales to materials, identified its respective drivers, including enhanced inventory management, better buying, controlled capital spending, and improved shop efficiencies. When you get everyone working together, focused on the critical number and acting on the right drivers, ROA doesn't stand a chance of not improving. Here are some examples of critical numbers and right drivers. Critical number: improve net promoter score from 40 to 60 by end of year. Right drivers: improve on-time delivery, reduce customer receipt from 10 days to 5 days. Critical number: reduce cost of goods sold from 80% of sales to 75% of sales. Right drivers: lower scrap percentage from 10% to 5% by year end. Stabilize labor variance. Critical number: increase gross margin dollars from $1.5 million to $2 million. Right drivers: improve upsells, raise customer retention rate. Line of sight. Line of sight is simply a clear, unobstructed view to a target. Whether you're a surveyor, a sharpshooter, or a business person, how can you hit a target you can't see? Ultimately, choosing the right drivers is all about creating line of sight. After all, isn't one of the primary objectives of GGOB to engage as many people as possible in learning and driving the business? And how do you pick the right drivers to get optimal buy-in, commitment, and execution? Rather than cascade goals and targets and metrics to your people, why not give them an education to align themselves to the most important goals of the business, the critical numbers? Repeat our mantra: people support what they help create. Why not ask? People who set their own goals tend to hit them. Act on the right drivers. Kirby Lane Cafe. Kirby Lane Cafe in Austin, Texas is renowned for making some awesome pancakes and killer queso. Opening the books made a big impact on a young associate team leader named Matt, a millennial with plenty of ink on his arms and metal in his ears. He discovered that the restaurant he worked at lost some 150 spoons every week. He knew because he counted them. Every single spoon. He took ownership of line items like bread, dairy, and smallwares. He discovered that there was no par or standard for things like plates or silverware. So he set standards, kept inventory, and he learned. What really stuck out to him were spoons. He learned that the spoons they were losing cost only $5 a dozen, so it wouldn't seem like a big deal to the average employee, but not to Matt. He understood that every dollar spent made an impact. He calculated that 600 spoons a month is 50 dozen a year, or about $3,000. But they had 7 restaurants in Austin. That was an unnecessary cost of $21,000 a year. So he figured out a process he could teach to the other restaurants to save this waste. There was even a theme: no spoon left behind. He understood, as did the other stores, that seemingly small things had an impact far beyond the savings. At a profitability of 10 cents, the Kirby Lane Cafe team would have to sell $210,000 in pancakes just to offset the spoons. Other teams focused on things like bacon, sodas, paper goods, resulting in a revenue offset impact of over $1 million in the first year. How's that for the power of creating line of sight between what people do every day and the bottom line? So, How many spoons do you have in your organization? The point of this chapter is to begin to show each and every employee how and where they fit into the big financial picture of the business, and most importantly, how they can immediately make an impact on the critical number. That's creating line of sight. Now it's time to create an early win. Your people now have a clear line of sight to what they can do to make a difference. Let's equip them and empower them to use that newfound knowledge to improve the business. Everybody should focus on the goal of the game, the critical number. But the only way we can achieve the goal of the game is by acting on everyday activities and behaviors, like the drivers you identified here, that influence the critical number. How do you start making things happen immediately? By giving people a chance to win early and win often. With mini games, we believe small wins add up to big wins.